Hello and welcome to GPTV on Tuesday, the 16th of February. My name's Philip Kingston.
And I'm Gary Peer, and we're Zooming again.
Is this not the most tedious thing in the world? And I know we're going to run into some opposition because we're going to say some nasty things about our government, the state government, that is, the state government that cannot seem to control contact tracing. They didn't have enough time to work it out. The state government that's going to continually make excuses and say, oh, this is a very unusual strain of the coronavirus. No one can control it. No one can control this new strain except Tasmania, South Australia, New South Wales, Western Australia, the Northern Territory, and Queensland. Other than those states, no other state can control this new coronavirus, Gary.
It's wildly contagious, Phil. That's what it is. And I'm very surprised that you're tuned, Phil, because, there was a time where I made a few comments and we got slammed by some viewers saying that we were political mouthpieces for the Liberal Party and, I don't think it would matter who the sitting Premier was right now. If it was a Liberal, Greens or Labor, I think we would equally be, disappointed because...
Let me make it quite clear. In the interest of bipartisan politics, Gary, this was a Liberal government that had stuffed up as badly, I would be absolutely having a crack at them as well. The bottom line is it doesn't matter what our Premier says. He is the Premier that seems to be presiding over the worst contact tracing. And I'm happy for viewers to write in and prove otherwise, but it seems that the most populous state, which is New South Wales, of course, does not seem to be having the problem with the civil service that this state is.
Well, Phil, as Daniel Andrews would say, it's the gold standard that others are following. So, that's the situation. But anyway, look, let's not spend a whole lot of time on negativity, Phil, because thankfully we are adaptable, flexible, able to move quickly, Phil, and that's the beauty of having a business.
It is. That's all very nice, Gary, but I do want to just make a shout out because, yes, we are a nimble organisation and we know how to twist and turn, but then again, our business is very different to a florist, for example, or the poor hospitality industry that really has been smacked so badly as a result of this. I mean, really, the weekend that they've just had to cancel was one of the biggest weekends for the floristry industry and hospitality. And for them to have to start the new year 2021, it just batters your confidence. And a real shout out to all the hospitality people and all the florists and all of those that were massively affected by this latest lockdown. We would just hope that this is the last lockdown we get to as a result of the ineptitude that seems to be rife amongst our quarantine hotels.
Well, Phil, I've decided to become an essential worker I'm taking up tennis again. Just want you to know that.
Yeah, that's the old joke, Just what permit you need? Hold up a tennis racket, and you're good to go.
That's exactly right. So anyway, let's talk a bit about property because, of course, viewers who are watching GPTV would say, "Well, what's that done to the auctions? What's that done for open inspections? What can you do and what can't you do?" And of course, these are all compelling and interesting points, Philip. And rather than us just waxing lyrical and just moaning about, the things that are happening around us, let's talk about those that we can control, because thankfully, Phil, we can still have property settled. It's 3 days. Let's be serious about this. At the moment it's 3 days, although the orders are apparently for longer, but let's presume that it's 3 business days, Phil, and we're back in business on Thursday.
Yeah, I don't think we need to dwell on that. I think we've had our rant. I think the general public and our intelligent GPTV viewership understand that what we can do and what we can't do. But to put the lid on this, Gary, we were all excited for February because February is generally a very strong opening month for the real estate industry, and we were knocked for six. So there's a mad scramble for Zoom auctions. There's been a mad scramble for midweek auctions. So we've scheduled a whole lot of things to happen this Thursday. That is on the basis that the good Premier doesn't lock us down longer. But we've been here before. We know what to do. We'll get through it. And let's just hope that this is not an extended lockdown.
Affected you? Feel I can see how it's affected you, because clearly your electricity bills haven't been paid in a timely fashion, and I know it's been financially stressful because your lights are going on and off a little bit there.
No, but that's because Irene's in the next room on the bike, and she's pedaling as quickly as she can, but she's not that fast on the bike, Gary. So every time the lights flicker, it's because she's not keeping her revs per minute up. So Irene, keep pedaling.
Yeah, good idea. Anyway, the question is, Phil, I'm going to throw it out there before we review our sales and auctions. To Zoom or not to Zoom, a modern Shakespeare would have that question. A Shakespeare in 2021 would say, to Zoom or not to Zoom? Do our viewers like Zoom auctions or not? I'd like some viewer feedback. Phil, let's put up the way that people can communicate with us, and let's bring it back for next week.
Gary, I must say, I'm a little bit bored with your thought process around this. Yes, we can put it up. It's ideas@garypeer.com.au. Yeah. But we've been through that. I mean, we did this last year, Gary.
No, but we never ask people whether they like Zoom or not, Phil.
Gary, no one likes a Zoom auction. They'll tolerate it. They'll attend it. They'll participate, but no one likes a Zoom auction. I think that's clear. And by the way, viewers, while we have this little tete-a-tete between Gary and I about Zoom or not Zoom, a shout out to Gary's swollen face. See, once you've seen that, Gary, you can't unsee it. So, viewers, if you have, let's start with his neck. If you have a look at his neck, one would think that his partner has grabbed him forcibly around the neck and left. And by the way, I'm not saying it's his life partner or his business partner, because both partners would like to put their hands around his throat. But yes, you've had a yet another procedure, Gary. You've got a swollen, that'd be your right face. Yeah, a swollen right face. So what is it this time? Was this a cosmetic procedure, Gary, or was this done for necessity?
Phil, in a business partnership, there is only enough room for one partner to have cosmetic work, Phil, and that's always has been you. I did say last week on GPT, it'd be the getting of wisdom, Phil, that I was going to have a wisdom tooth out. So that's not as much fun as I thought it would be. I'd like to say that this is the ravaging passion of a Valentine's Day evening event with my darling, but no, this is part of the after effect of surgery, Phil.
Well, Gary, I know the surgeon that performed this work on you, and we do know that he is absolutely at the top of his field and has got an incredibly good reputation. Having said that, I'm not going to mention his name on screen because there will be viewers that would go, yes, he might be good, but if that's what he does to Gary, there's no way I'm going there. So just for those of you that know where Gary's gone, top of the field and is absolutely great. But Gary, you're a scary looking guy at the moment.
Well, the reality is, Phil, I was a bit nervous about doing auctions last weekend because I was booked on for a number and I thought, how am I going to scream my guts out doing auctions? And also, am I going to scare away children and potential bidders? So in some ways, Philip, again, it's a bit of a gift, this whole COVID thing for this weekend. Shall we get into some of this?
I wasn't worried about the screaming at people. I was worried about the spluttering of blood over the crowd and bits of teeth and gauze being broadcast over our good clientele. Gary, before we get into the nuts and bolts of this, I want to give the viewers a bit of an overview about where things are going. Let's just disregard lockdown, because we're going to assume for purposes of this episode of GPTV that lockdown is going to be relatively quick. What I can say, viewers, is we get a good feel for the market in February. And at this stage, the numbers of people that open for inspections has been really about as high as we could ever imagine. Open for inspections, well attended. Our auctions to date have been well attended. Our auctions to date have all fired in the manner that we would like. Media right across the country, Gary, whether it be the Sun Herald, the Australian, the Financial Review, the Sydney Morning Herald and any other metropolitan newspaper, everybody is saying the same thing, that the market is underway, the market is strong. All of the responsible authorities that collect data about real estate are already showing that there has been an increase in property prices really right across the nation. A lot of talk at the moment about regional activities. So one thing that we can see and what one thing we can say is that the regional centres are all experiencing strong demand. There has been a strong level of inquiry for people saying, you know what, given the fact we're in a Zoom economy these days, does my job necessitate me actually living in the city and commuting to a fixed office? Interesting, Gary, I had a meeting during the week where we've actually put on somebody in the Philippines to help us with a lot of our repetitive paperwork. And the first meeting I had with the woman in the Philippines, I was speaking to the person that's organizing it, who was in their home in South Caulfield. Their assistant was working out of their home in Bendigo. We were, Natalie and I were talking from our office in North Caulfield to the woman who was living in her house 40 minutes out of Manila. And this really was a really good show of how people now are working all over the world. So the regional centres, viewers, strong activity in the regional centres.
So why are we paying so much rent for the building behind me then, if that's the case, Phil? Is there any reason we should be doing that
anymore? Well, Gary, I haven't told you yet, but we have actually got rid of that. So that no longer exists. It's an interesting thought process, because will we have as much geographical real estate to run our offices out of in the future? I think the answer to that's probably not. I think we'll do more from less locations.
It's become an Apple store, I think, isn't it, Phil? Shall we just move on to some of our, because I'm trying to get there, Phil, but now we did sell some properties pre-auction where we just, ran in quickly. Good strong results, Phil. Six at 400 Dandenong Road, bought under Joel Sir. You were due to auction that, but he knocked that one off for $417,000. We went around the Mulberry Bush in Cheltenham, Philip, and sold this property at 30 Mulberry Avenue, Cheltenham. Yeah.
Shout out there to Jan Dosen from our Bentley office, who is just a wonderful, wonderful operator. That's a really good result in that development, because apparently there's a lot for sale there. But she bought that to the head prior to auction and sold that really well. So well done, Jan, and our Bentley office.
Indeed, that sold well over the range and expectation of $800,000, Phil. So it has been pretty good. Let's go through some of the other properties if we can. Some of these properties that are coming up. We've got, of course, an EOI about to run out on Monday for all these properties in Elliott Avenue, Carnegie.
Yeah, Jack Slater and the team that out of our Carnegie office have been running with that project. And we've been really successful. Viewers, if you want to see the changing face of Carnegie, and we've said many times on GPTV about how incredibly vibrant Kunang Road, Carnegie is as a strip. But if you were to drive in a circle about, say, even 700 metre circle around Kunang Road, Gary, between Nearham Road and Dandenong Road, the level of building activity is phenomenal. There is new building after new building after new building. And viewers, what's really interesting about strip shopping centres is you will see them rebound over the next 10 years, because what's happening is that these strip shopping centres, like Kunang Road, for example, which are underpinned by good shops and a train station, the councils have given developers a bit of a head start in being able to develop higher density. So you're seeing lots of apartment buildings being completed, walking distance to the shopping centres. And as a result of that, hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of people are now part of an economy that lives walking distance from these strip shopping centres, so that they're consuming from the local shopping centre, they're buying their groceries, they're having their breakfast, they're doing their dry cleaning, all within walking distance of their apartments. So we're seeing that the strip shopping centres will come back. So for those of our viewers that might own a retail shop that's got a vacancy, all is not lost. Possibly in the short term, it's going to be difficult, but in the long term, I see a really strong economy emerging in these strip shopping centres.
Wouldn't be at all surprised if that prediction is 100% correct, Bill. Concur with all your
views. I wouldn't make the prediction, Gary, if it wasn't going to be 100% correct. So I don't think you really needed to qualify that.
Well, I predicted that Lakes Folly would run well last in Adelaide, second last in Adelaide, Bill, and it didn't. So, sometimes predictions aren't always right. Irene, keep pedalling, because the power is coming off. She must be getting tired. Phil, let's talk about some properties. I want to talk about a feature property, Phil. Now, we're going to get out of order a little bit here before we review our options this weekend, but this property in Laura Street in Caulfield South, is that some kind of exceptional property or what? 23 to 25 Laura Street, Phil. House complete with tennis court, heaps of accommodation, one of the biggest homes you'll see. How exciting is this as an offering, Phil?
Yeah, it's an amazing offering. And we've known this house our entire career because they built it really when we started our career. First of all, it's two blocks of land in Laura Street, Gary. So, you don't have to be a genius to do the maths there and say, well, whatever I pay for this house is essentially going to be the value of the land or not much more. So a great investment opportunity. But this house is solid brick, Gary. And for those viewers that are under the age of 45, you probably don't even know what that is. But it, not only is it solid brick on the ground floor, it's solid brick on the first floor, which is also a rarity, with a concrete slab at first level. So this was built old school by some people that really understand quality. This house will be standing for a very, very long time, and also a tennis court, which is a north-south tennis court, not an east-west tennis court. So this is a family estate of ginormous proportions.
Phil, built by a real estate agent, actually. So great privilege to be selling for a real estate agent or a former real estate agent, but also, Philip, somebody that understands great property, and they've done such a beautiful job with this home when it was built, and so much opportunity there.
I was just looking, Gary, at my reflection in the on the screen here, and I'm looking at all of those books, and it just dawned on me, Gary, that I haven't read any of those books.
Well, none of them are yours, Phil. So, the books on the ones you can't see, the books with all the pictures and cartoons, Phil, they're on the other part of the house, which is where you hang out. Thursday, Phil, is a busy day. We've got four auctions, and I would encourage all, of course, GPTV viewers to check online because things are moving all the time. But at this stage, we have 389 Kangaroo Road, Hughesdale, going up on Thursday at 5:30. Loving these Twilight auctions, Phil, and the Leo Samuel auctions, that terrific two-bedroom, one-bathroom, one-car space property, one at 185 Inkerman Road, St Kilda, Phil, four bedrooms, two bathrooms, Jeremy Rosen's auctioning that Thursday, 6:30. And you're going to be auctioning this terrific property at 382 Inkerman Street, St Kilda East, Phil. Three bedroom, one bathroom, parking for two. That is a 6:30 p.m. auction, as is one at 1 Murrumbina Road, Carnegie, which is handled by Jack Slater and Leo Samuel auctions that. So that's Thursday, Phil. We've got a very, very busy Saturday. Lots of auctions starting as early as 9:30 in the morning, Phil. And, 9:30 is not a traditional auction time on a Saturday, but the times we've had it, they've always been great.
Yeah, look, the reality is, Gareth, I reckon we can hold an auction at any time on any day and the buyers will be there because really the day and time that a property is auctioned is pretty irrelevant to a buyer, isn't it? Because if a buyer has been through a property a couple of times, they've decided that's what I want to buy. I don't think a buyer ever looks at the date and time and says, oh, gee, that's too early or that's too late. They're following the property. And I don't think there is a good or bad time for an auction, which brings me to that my point about midweek auctions. I reckon we've always done midweek auctions, but I reckon they're a thing that are going to become a part of the real estate diet where it's just a normal thing now to book a midweek auction.
And maybe we were using our rooms as we've done as well, Phil. We've talked a bit about that. Watch that space also. But 9:30, we're starting off in Huntley Road, Elsternwick. Leo Samuel auctioned this terrific two-bedroom, one-bath, one-car apartment, Phil, in a great location in a great part of Glenhuntly Road, of course. Triple auction action at 10:30, Phil, in Post Road. Graham Callan auctions this fine property, five bedrooms, two bathrooms. And, Phil, we are not going to miss out on auctioning in Port Melbourne because at 10:30 on Saturday, we're going to be 211 at 54 Knott Street, Port Melbourne, which is being handled by Mark Kirkham Auction by Jeremy Rosens, our Bayside specialist. And Bill, you can have a little sleep in because you're not doing any auctions at 10:30, nor am I. But Simon Radolnik is for Leon Guzenfitter at 101 at 687 Glenhuntly Road, Caulfield. Lots of Glenhuntly Road Saturday morning auction action. Triple auction action at 11:30. Phil, we're going to roll you out to 13 Rosella Street, Murrumbina. What a great looking property this is. And how good is Murrumbina, Phil? Want to tell us anything about this property or just...
No, but I will say Murrumbina, Gary, just gets better and better. The proliferation of great cafes and wine bars. And obviously its location with a train station and access to the Kunang Road Shopping Centre and, of course, Murrumbina Road and, of course, Chadstone Shopping Centre. You couldn't get a better located area.
you want to join me at the Murrumbeena Wine Bar next to our office there, Phil? Because we haven't been there for a drink.
Wouldn't mind, Gary. Let's go there and have a schnapps or two, or, you know, a Merlot or a Shiraz, or you're probably still drinking Moselle cask wine, Gary.
I don't mind a Southern Comfort and Coke, although a lot of the young places today don't serve that anymore. They look at me strangely, these young bartenders, and I say, Southern Sea and Coke? They don't quite get it. Is it me? I think so. Yeah. Let's move on to St Kilda Road, 113 at 308 St Kilda Road, St Kilda Jeremy Rosen's auctions. This is at 11:30 a.m, Phil, and we're going to be in Whitmuir Road, 2 at 25 Whitmuir Road, Bentley. That's at 11:30. Phil, at 12:30, you are going to be auctioning this incredible property at 399A Glen Ira Road in Caulfield North. What a fantastic looking property with a lift, double parking, beautiful town residence, Phil.
You know, there's so much to love about that home, Gary, but I think the thing I love about it most is its landscaping and its garden areas. So this is a home where the owners of the property really had an understanding of the interaction and the relationship between living areas and gardens. So it faces north at the rear and it's got wraparound glass area. So it's just green, green, green. And there's one thing scientific research has shown, Gary, that that greenery is really important to the human experience.
Very nicely put, Phil. 3 at 380 Oran Road. I've always loved this block of apartments. Jeremy Rosens gets to auction this at 12:30 on Saturday. A busy day ahead planned, hopefully, to be able to be executed. 1:30 triple auction action, Philip. We're going to be in Grange Road. Orman, Dave Thompson has the honours here for Jack Slater. This terrific property, great location, 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom. And back to Bentley we go, Bentley East. In fact, Phil, you're going to be at 42 Lancaster Street, meeting Ben Eisner, auctioning that wonderful property. Whilst at the same time, one at 272 Hawthorne Road, Caulfield, on the corner, I think it's Silverley, if I'm not mistaken.
Silverley Grove, Gary, Silverley. The Silverley Moon.
Great looking
property. Gary, did you learn that at school? By the light of the dark, not the light of the silverly moon, not the dark, not the light. I want to croon by the silverly moon.
Let's move on, Phil. That's at 1 at 272 Hawthorne Road, Caulfield. Great looking property just near the town hall. You'll always know what time it is, Phil, because of the clock. Double auction action at 2:30, back up the road. Phil, you're auctioning in this terrific building on the corner of Estelle Road, 4 at 153 Hawthorne Road.
Hawthorne Gate, Gary, what a great development that is, and a great location.
Former site of Eskdale Motors.
Gary, I bought a Mazda there once upon a time.
And there's a little brick pair next door, which we used to collect the rent for from the owner. So got some history there. 5 at 4 Payne Street. Well, there's nothing painful about that address, Phil. A great property. Graham Callan auctions at 2:30. We're in Glen Iris, or all over the place. We have double auction action at 3:30 and 4:30 to bring down the curtain in Windsor, Phil. Jeremy Rosen's auctioning both of these properties. 12 at 1 Ellesmere Road, a great address, a 1-bedroom apartment. And 8 at 4 Victoria Street, again, a 1-bedroom apartment. Jeremy Rosen's is going to be a very busy fellow. I think he's got something like 6 auctions on Saturday. It's probably a record for him. So, Jeremy, get yourself an early night on Friday night. Phil, let's go through Sunday quickly. We start off at 10:30 in St Kilda East at 5 at 392 Inkerman Street. Great looking property. Jeremy Rosen's auctions, 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom. Phil, we're going to be in Canterbury Road, also in St Kilda West. And we're going to be there at 10:30 a.m. Leo Samuel auctions for Aviv. Great looking property in a great location. Beachside area there, Phil, and you are going to start your account on Sunday at 10:30 at 93 Murray Street, Caulfield. Fine looking property, this one. One of our exciting offerings for the weekend, Philip. 5-bedroom, 3-bathroom, and of course, parking for 2. 12 Wando Grove, a great townhouse, town residence, 11:30 a.m. on Sunday. Jeremy Rosen's auctions.
Great address, that one, Gary. Walking distance to the Alma Village and the tram and Dandenong Road. And there's also on the corner of Hughenden Road. So lovely, lovely leafy pocket there.
While he's there, Phil, you'll be in Campbell Road, 181 Campbell Road, 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom, 3 parkings, meeting.
Land opportunity there, Gary. I'll be there with Ben Eisner and the team from our Bentley office, but that's a great opportunity to build a luxury home.
Really like this property at Oran Road, Phil, just near the corner of Balaclava Road in a prime location, 257 Oran Road. I know Arlene's been busy with that property. 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, plenty of parking, Phil. And that's a home that's got fantastic bones, is in a well-constructed home, and certainly an opportunity to move in, invest in, renovate, change, improve, as you should choose or may choose. But great, great address, 257 Oran Road at 12:30. You have auction honours. And Phil, we're going to be in McGuinness Road in Bentley East at 12:30. Looking forward to that auction, a fine-looking property, and it's been very popular as well. 1:30, we are going to be in Goulet Street, St Kilda East, Leo Samuel auctions for a three-bedroom apartment there in a wonderful location. We're also in East St Kilda, Phil, with you auctioning 12 Murchison. That's a great address, terrific property. I'm sure you're excited about that one, Phil.
Because I love Murchison Street, again, as part of the Alma Village precinct. Lovely pocket and a beautiful street and some seriously incredible houses in that street, Gary.
Magnificent period home in Derby Parade, Phil. We pushed that auction forward, I think, to this weekend. You auction that at 2:30, and we are very much looking forward to that property going under the hammer. Phil, something really exceptional happens at 3:30. We're auctioning 3A Eileen Avenue, Caulfield South. What a great-looking home this is. I know Darren and his team have been inundated with inquiry. And
I'm looking forward to the auction there, Gary. In terms of a two-storey home that is attached, that is, it's one of two, this is probably the best example you will ever see. It's wider than the average. It comes with the most beautiful floor plan. Everything feels brand new. And to cap it all off, you've got this incredible kitchen meals family room al fresco area that overlooks a swimming pool at the rear. So, you know, this is a house as far as I'm concerned, but at a price that makes it an affordable entry into luxury accommodation in Caulfield South.
No question about it, Phil. There's a couple of other auctions that we're just working out as they're going ahead. I think they are. 1 and 2 at 55 Wanda Road, Caulfield North.
Well, standout opportunity there, Gary. You can buy one or buy them both, but this is beautiful 60s architecture at its absolute best. Incredible floor plan. These are house size. You can buy the ground floor. You can buy the first floor. You can buy them both. You could even convert it to one family home, all, of course, subject to council approval. But this is a local icon. This is a standout property, and we've had really good feedback around this home.
And we'll bring the curtain down at 5:30. Phil, a long day for you on Sunday, but thankfully you're healthy and fit. No surgery for you, only cosmetic surgery to make you look all the more handsome if there is such a way as possible. But you're going to be at 6B Octavius Avenue in Caulfield North at 5:30. We've talked about this property before. What an exceptional home and property.
We are going to reschedule that auction, Gary, but on the assumption that you'd like to talk about it, this is the most incredible property because I don't think I've seen a better constructed or more luxurious apartment. So it is beautiful. But viewers, if you are interested, please go online because the last week has been a bit chaotic with changes to our auction dates and times. So before you rush off to any of our auctions, please go online and double check because we'd hate you to drive somewhere and find that you're the only person standing on the nature strip.
Yes, it's not a great experience, Phil, but chaos has become the order of the day, Phil, and it just becomes second nature now for us. You know, we can take anything. You know, you want to change it, lock us down, go Zoom, go morning, go night, go twilight, go in our offices. We've sold properties in car parks and common areas, Philip, with possums scurrying around in the dark. We can do it all. We will do it all, Phil, and we'll continue to make people aware of what's happening in the wonderful world of real estate. We love it. As bizarre as these times are, they will come to pass, Phil, like everything, and we'll be back to some sort of post-COVID normal. In the meantime, it's a COVID normal world that we're operating and, in fact, thriving in. And don't we love it, Phil?
Gary, there's no such thing as adversity for us. We just believe in going forward all the time. No regrets, not looking back, just learning from our experiences, as you should as you go through life. Because let's be very clear, Melbourne is the best city of the best country in the world, regardless of what's going on.
And I've got my name there as Daniel Peer. I'm using his system today because mine's gone down, but it is Gary Peer. He's pushing me out of the business, but I'm still here, Phil, and very excited to be presenting all of the GPTV news to our viewers. Thanks for tuning in for this week's GPTV episode. My name is Gary Peer.
I'm Philip Kingston. Have a fabulous and healthy and safe week.